Unifor demands action as GM's shift cuts raise concerns. Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union, has called for swift action after General Motors declared it will reduce operations at its Oshawa, Ontario assembly plant from 3 shifts to 2, citing tariffs. Unifor, representing approximately 3,000 workers at the Oshawa facility, criticized the shift reduction as reckless, warning that it will have widespread effects on the auto parts supplier network. We will not allow GM to barter Canadian jobs to gain Donald Trump's favor. Cutting the third shift at Oshawa Assembly is a reckless decision that deals a direct blow to our members and threatens to ripple through the entire auto parts supplier network, said Unifor National President Lana Payne. GM needs to reverse this short-sighted move before more damage is done, he added. Local 222 President Jeff Gray stated that the shift reduction at General Motors Oshawa will affect hundreds of jobs, including approximately 700 direct employees on the third shift and an additional 1,500 supply chain jobs across the sector. On Tuesday, Trump signed 2 executive orders aimed at supporting the automotive industry. The first order eliminated the 25% tax on steel and aluminum for companies already paying auto tariffs. The second order granted temporary relief to parts manufacturers by exempting auto components that comply with the Canada-United States-Mexico Agreement, CUSMA, regulations. However, experts caution that ongoing uncertainty over finished vehicles, many built in Canada and exported to the U.S., poses a substantial challenge. Despite maintaining its position as Canada's top automaker in sales and market share throughout 2024 and into the first quarter of this year, General Motors has implemented measures that will impact its workforce. Although record-breaking support from Canadian customers for GM vehicles, the company has made decisions over the past 3 weeks that will result in the permanent layoff of nearly 30% of its hourly employees in Canada. The union is urging the federal government to promptly reassess and reevaluate General Motors' tariff-exempt status under Canada's remission framework. General, Stellantis extends employee pricing program to early June.